Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are tumbling this hour. We've seen the Dow fall more than 840 points, or roughly 3%, and the other major market indices slide about 2.5% so far in midday trading. It's the coronavirus. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The Dow is on track to have its worst day since early September and is down for the month of October. The S&P 500 is down across the board. The decline follows a spike in new COVID cases on Friday and Saturday. In the U.S., there were 80,000 new cases reported. There's also been a record spike in both France and Italy. Companies that have been most affected by the lockdowns, such as airlines and cruise ships, saw their shares plummet. Investors are also said to be reacting to more signs of trouble in talks over a stimulus bill. It now looks increasingly likely no deal will be negotiated before the election. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
President Trump's telling his supporters vaccines and treatments are coming soon. Trump was campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, former Vice President Joe Biden's birthplace. Biden's message on the pandemic has been the polar opposite of Trump's on matters of masks, social distancing, and the overall trajectory of vaccines. Early voting began over the weekend in New York, and turnout was heavy. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for voting reforms after people had to line up for hours to cast ballots. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
New York City's Board of Elections has been controversial for years, run not by professionals but by political appointees, Democratic and Republican, with little expertise. Speaking to reporters, Mayor de Blasio called for the state legislature to abolish the organization.
When the election authorities don't make voting easy, they discourage people from voting. I don't think there's a conspiracy at the Board of Elections. I think there's incompetence at the Board of Elections.
De Blasio says more voting machines should be rolled out for people who want to cast ballots early. He said the city will contribute funding to make that happen. This comes as early voting by mail and in person has surged around the country. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Virginia Military Institute superintendent has resigned after Governor Ralph Northam ordered an investigation into complaints of rampant racism at the school. As Whitney Evans of Member Station VPM in Richmond reports, officials say they regret General Binford P's departure.
VMI Board President John William Boland didn't mention the recent complaints from black cadets or the governor's call for an investigation in a statement he released Monday. He said the school will turn its attention to replacing General P, who he called a great American patriot and hero. And he urged alumni to support the board and remain focused on the Institute's positive mission. School officials rejected any complaints of systemic racism after Governor Northam, a VMI graduate, said the state would look into the treatment of black students.
Whitney Evans reporting. This is NPR. Virtually everyone living in El Paso, Texas, will be under a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for the next 2 weeks. The county's trying to slow the transmission of the coronavirus, which is currently overwhelming El Paso's hospitals with a record number of infected patients. The curfew will not apply to residents who have to leave their homes for work or for essential services such as a visit to the doctor's office or the supermarket. Much of Europe is battling a deadly second wave of coronavirus, prompting curfews affecting millions of people. Like Spain and Italy, France is struggling to keep its outbreak from getting worse after recording an unprecedented 52,000 new cases in the last 24 hours alone. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the latest from Paris.
The head of the country's scientific council says the real number of new infections is likely double what's reported. Two-thirds of France, some 46 million people, now have to be home for a 9 p.m. curfew. On Sunday, the Spanish government declared a new state of emergency that will allow curfew to be imposed across the country. Infections in Spain and France have reached a million. Italy, Belgium, and Britain are also tightening restrictions. The Czech Republic, the hardest-hit European country per capita, is building a 500-bed military hospital outside of its capital of Prague. Dozens of mayors in France are calling for military help in opening up more intensive care beds. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The Dow is down 810 points at last check, or 2.8%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.